We're now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting, and we have two items on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved. Okay, we don't have any discussion items, and I believe, Commissioner Christman, you wanted to add CenturyLink to scheduling?
Yes, so there's a newer version of the admin schedule out. I have it on here as number two, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping maybe we could take... I think that's really a priority. Maybe we could get our first available date for that one and then
move okay.
to the EV stations.
Sounds good to me. So, what do you have any dates you'd like to propose?
I think if I'm recalling previous discussions with staff correctly, that I think we would be okay. So I'm going to suggest December 10th. I think that was one of the dates that we had originally held for the NODAC on Otter Tail hearing. And then that got scheduled for the 8th. So how about the 10th of December?
I need to double check that. I think I have a MISO quarterly meeting. But let me pull up my calendar here. No, actually, there is part of the board meeting that day, but I don't need to be part of it, so I would be available on the 10th.
I'm available on the 10th as well. So name a time.
Jack, do you have thoughts on the amount of time we should have regarding that and you're comfortable with the 10th and Stacy?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with the 10th. I believe speaking with Brian Johnson, who I worked with on this, that we were, it could take a notable amount of time depending on how many witnesses there would be. I can already assume probably on staff side there would be two. I would like to think that a morning would be enough to do it, though.
9 o'clock?
9 a.m. to say, I guess not knowing who the company would bring would put me in a tight spot if I said 2 hours. So it may take longer than that.
Well, is there any reason why we wouldn't just schedule the whole day? And
sure, we can do that.
That'd be done
more than enough.
So with a starting time of?
9 a.m.
Okay. That works for me, Commissioner Fedorchak, 9 a.m.?
Sure.
Well, that was almost too easy. And then the next scheduling matter, it would be EV charging stations. Jack?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I believe this is something that Commissioner Fedorchak requested. She felt that there was additional discussion that needed to be had regarding, I believe, the treatment of cost recovery for EV charging stations by utilities. And is that correct, Commissioner Fedorchak?
So in the last discussion we had on this, we sort of talked about our jurisdiction in terms of regulating the resale of the power in the charging stations and some of those types of issues. I think the issue that we probably might want to revisit again before this session, and I'm not sure if we come to any resolution on it at all, but I think it's good to have a conversation amongst us so we're kind of on the same page, is because we've got two utilities, both Otter Tail and NSP, are interested in actively getting involved in developing the charging stations themselves. And that's a pretty important policy discussion that I think the legislature should have too, but I think we should at least know what where the three of us are on that in terms of whether you know, under whether we like that idea or if we're opposed to it or under how we would deal with it if they came to us for recovery of their investments in power stations, and, you know, if we have sort of an want to take it by case by case or how we would view that and what kind of what the law says about that as well. So that's what I'm thinking of in terms of the focus for this next discussion. And if you guys have a different take on it or want to go a different direction, I'm open to. I just wanted to have it on the agenda to discuss where we should go. I think a work session would be good.
Do we have any that have even indicated that they're seeking cost recovery?
No, not that far, but Otter Tail and Outer Tail has indicated that they want to get involved in this, and especially in the rural areas. And then Xcel Energy has sent us a news release of about a month or two ago about how they also intend to get active in developing these charging stations in their territory.
I think a work session is totally appropriate. I'm unless something comes up that really changes my mind, I'm pretty sure I know how I feel about it. But I think it would make good fodder for discussion because I could easily see the legislature weighing in and unable to really weigh in because I'm sure that a lot of legislators wouldn't have any idea of what the status of something like that would be, you know, whether we have a role in that or, you know, probably have never given it thought whether the utility companies would operate as they might at any other customer's location now, just providing the energy to someone else as opposed to essentially being the station themselves. There's a lot for discussion. I think us providing some clarity on how we stand gives the legislature an opportunity to weigh in to see if they want to set policy on it.
That's
what I was thinking, Randy, that's why I think it's important for us to have thought about and talked about it so that when the legislature calls us down, we're a little further down the path of knowing where each other is, and if the commission kind of views it in a certain way, we can provide more clear input to the legislature. And to that end, you know, Jack, I don't know if we have, you could get any staff resources dedicated to looking at the question of what other states are doing in this regard, and what kind of a chilling effect does utility investment in these stations have on other private investment in these kinds of charging stations? And I mean, ideally, I'd kind of view this as, you know, the gas stations of the future. So I sort of hate to see the power provider coming in and taking over that service, but that's my big concern, and it would be helpful to have some of that information prior to a work session, if it exists.
Sure, and I know at least on some of those items you just discussed and some of those issues, Commissioner Fedorchak, that staff has already read material regarding some of those impacts on, however, maybe the broader economic barrier to entry would be is something that we're probably not quite as aware of as opposed to the how other states have treated this type of circumstance. But we can certainly try to dig in and find some materials on that if we have a little bit of time.
I think we should be very careful in terms of how we word this. There are invariably, I would expect the utilities are listening to this particular topic. And I would hate to give the impression that we're considering recovery. I certainly wouldn't. I think I think deployment of charging stations is a part of the free market. Free market mechanisms should be in place, not a commission that invariably or inadvertently could give a leg up to publicly traded utilities by granting recovery. I just think it's a bad road to go down, but I'm more than open to the conversation. But I didn't want any of the utilities listening to get off thinking the call, thinking that, well, maybe they're and I could be outnumbered on this, but I think it's just fair, since they heard a discussion's going to occur, that they also have a flavor. And I said some of those things when we had the last discussion, so it's really nothing new. But just wanted to point that out, that I don't want them sprinting toward a strategic plan in place in terms of putting these everywhere.
You're right. I think it would be a mistake for them to start that sprint.
Yeah. But from a scheduling standpoint, what are we looking at?
And this would just be us, correct, Jack? We aren't inviting the, or would we, do you think we should invite the utilities?
I guess it depends on how far you as a commission would like to go into this. It could be just a general discussion just to start educating ourselves on this, or we could try to engage stakeholders as well. So I guess I would leave that open for you, the three of you, to decide.
I mean, I know Otter Tail is, I mean, they're down this path. I mean, we heard it the last time when we talked, and I've heard it again since from them the last time we visited with them. So I don't know. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, I really think we've had that discussion with the utilities to the extent they wanted to provide us information. As I understood before, I think what was brought up here is scheduling a work session for us to discuss it with ourselves and possibly staff is good, in that I think we've heard from them, and now it's a good opportunity for us to kind of signal to each other where we are, so that when someone from this commission is speaking to a legislative committee or to legislators, they kind of have an idea whether they're speaking of their own opinion or whether it's kind of a commission consensus or just where they're at. And
sure.
So someone doesn't accidentally go rogue and end up being one out of three.
Right. I'm good with that. I'm looking at the calendar. We have on the 24th, a rules hearing at 10 a.m. Do we expect that to go long?
What date is that again?
November 24th. We do have also on the 1st, it looks like, of December, an informal in the afternoon that might not be filled yet. Or is that the week that the legislature's here, Randy?
Yes.
Pre-session.
I think it would be really nice if we could get this wrapped up before that week. I wouldn't object to the 30th if we wanted to do it on Monday of that week before the legislature comes in. But I don't know that rules hearing, I'm trying to remember what rules those were. Is that something that we expect to take all day, or could we do it the afternoon of that day?
I could do it that afternoon. I could also, the 20th, Friday the 20th, is pretty open on my calendar. I don't know how others are seeing that.
That also works for me.
Go make yourself out. What do you think, Brian?
I'm sorry, I got distracted. I'm trying to figure out what you were doing.
Somebody arrived to help me.
Okay, so we're looking at, give me the date again now. The
afternoon of the 24th or on the 20th?
I like the afternoon of the 24th is fine. Afternoon of the 20th of November?
No, the 20th. I was just thinking, if staff are traveling anywhere for Thanksgiving, I don't know if that afternoon of the 24th is problematic for staff. I'm not going anywhere, but That's it.
Well, that's, I mean, they still have Wednesday to travel.
Oh, yeah, that's still Wednesday, yeah.
That's the 24th is a Tuesday, yeah. So let's, I'm good with the afternoon.
All right, yeah, I am too. And I'm also good on the 25th, I guess, now that I look at that.
So 1 o'clock on the 24th?
Works for me.
Okay, perfect.
I did want to just point out that I do anticipate that there may be, we may receive a lot of comments for the public input for that rulemaking, if it makes any difference for the purposes of scheduling.
Should we say 2 o'clock then for this, Jack? I mean, more than 2 hours, you think? More than 3 hours?
It could take, and this is the one with the proposed rule in the ICBM 2-mile setback.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm available all afternoon, so if we wanted to go 2 or 2:30 or 3 o'clock even to be safe, it doesn't matter to me.
I am as well.
Okay.
So
3?
Let's just do 3 o'clock, then we're
okay.
Absolutely safe in all likelihood. How's that for firm?
Yeah, perfect.
It's like a firm. It's like a firm maybe. I used to tell my kids when you actually said that 1 of 3 goes rogue. I was thinking, you're talking about the commissioners. You're talking about the utilities, right?
No, I was talking about the commissioners. I did have one more thing that I thought of since we were on schedule.
Oh, yeah.
That potentially should be added. I don't know that we really ever finalized a look at all the versions of our legislative proposals, and so I'm wondering if we need a legislative meeting here that would give staff some time to react, because I can't remember when that deadline is for filing them. I think it's on the 4th of December or something.
That's correct.
So if we probably should have a work session to review our legislative proposals here by Thanksgiving too.
Thank you for bringing that up, Commissioner.
Yeah.
Would the 20th work for that? I know Commissioner Fedorchak had mentioned that being open on her schedule. And
no, the 20th of November would not work for me.
Brian, what do you have about, you want to throw some dates out? Would the 19th in the morning?
I'd prefer to stay away from that week. What's our deadline again, Jack? No, December. Jack, what's the deadline again?
December 4th.
I'm available all day on Wednesday the 25th, the morning of the 25th, or is that? I just don't know if
that works.
People are going to be traveling. I sense that most aren't. Not.
After the last meeting, I immediately made the changes to as well. So if you even wanted to have it at the end of this week, I would probably be able to distribute something to all of you for a final discussion. Then we could break it down by how we want to propose it by bill and put that together after that.
This week for me is really packed. I've got quite a lot of things going on with NARUC and some OMS stuff and conference on Friday morning that I'm speaking at, and then I'm going to be in Fargo for the state championship football game against St. Mary's versus Beulah.
Better watch out, Mercer County team there.
Oh, this is going to be really interesting.
Yes.
Side bets.
Saints versus the Bison.
Okay,
well, this is the Miners. So
Miners, that's right. Yeah. Hazen Bison.
I think we have, I mean, it has to be a fun, you know, can't be money, of course, but I think there should be some type of a wager that you two need to come
right.
up with.
We'll work on that, but as far as this legislative discussion, could I throw out either the 17th or the 19th in that I assume we're available on the 18th for our regular meeting and the informal, so maybe nobody had plans like for a longer thing that would allow the 17th or 19th?
19th, that works in the morning.
All Well, that week is kind of a challenging
one.
Could
you do it by phone?
Me. Yeah, I could do it by phone. I would say the morning of the 17th.
Okay.
Or actually, I guess it doesn't have to be morning. It could be late morning. It could be early afternoon.
I don't care. Any time that day.
Same.
About 1 o'clock on the 17th.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you for letting me add that one.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
All right.
This is Pat Fahn.
Yes, Pat, we can hear you.
I wonder if I could, Mr. Chairman, if I could add something to scheduling.
What are you thinking?
We have a couple of siting cases that have, you know, after construction, we've been reviewing the as-built and comparing it to the original application. And we'd like to talk about the what we call the reprint filings, which is be the when the company has to file for a route change under the reprint law. And I wondered if we could have a short discussion, a work session on that.
How soon are
you? I think that's a good idea.
Pat, how soon are you thinking before?
This was something we planned a while back and got canceled.
Can you hang on a second, Julie? Pat, what are you thinking from a timing standpoint?
Well, we do have some things pending. So I know your scheduling is getting difficult, but if there's something as soon as you could, as soon as possible, that would be great.
Could this follow the legislative discussion on Wednesday?
Tuesday, the 17th, isn't it?
Yes, Tuesday the 17th. Can we just follow?
Sure.
Perfect.
Let's see how on the legislative rules. That could go for a little while.
Yeah, and I have something scheduled for a little after 4 that day. I wonder if maybe we could have this in the morning on the 17th. I don't understand.
The 11th.
Pat, are you talking about on the specific two cases, or are you talking about more of a broad discussion of how we handle these when there are differences between the as-built and what was approved?
Well, it'll be a broad discussion because it'll set. I'm hoping to get direction from the commissioners for future proceedings, but it also involves two specific cases, so those will have to be listed on the work session notice.
But you're thinking of one discussion for both of them?
Yes.
Okay.
So 11 o'clock?
Sounds good.
And actually the 17th I was looking, that's actually a perfect day for me to have some work sessions, so that's really good.
Is an hour enough for these?
That'll be enough for that one, I think.
Okay.
So 11 to noonish, or you know, around 12, we should be wrapped up, take a break for lunch, and then reconvene at 1 o'clock that day for the legislative discussion. Okay, I think
it looks like we have one more.
I'm just supposed to ask Commissioner Fedorchuk who she would like to sign for her today.
I don't think Jerry is in. See, who's there?
I know Shelley's here and John is here.
Charlene is here.
Charlene's all right,
all right. I'll have Shelley sign for me, please.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And Steve?
If there's anything for me to sign, I'll have John sign for me.
Okay, was there anything else that, Steve, that you might have had because you were cutting in and out quite a bit?
I don't think so. I think I'm caught up.
Okay. No other scheduling items? Then we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.